Hey everybody, thanks for listening. I'm Sammy Nisbet and you're listening to Late in Life Lesbian. Today is Monday, September 25th, 2017. And I'm going to start off with a big revelation, a big confession, if you will. I just found out something that apparently the entire world knew except for me. I found out that Eleanor Roosevelt was a lesbian. Yep, I'm the last person on earth to find this out. And of course, as soon as I read it, I ran up to my wife screaming and I was like, oh my God, did you know that Eleanor Roosevelt was gay? And she was like, of course, everyone knew that. Well, not everybody. And that made me feel even worse because my wife isn't even from this country and she knew that Eleanor Roosevelt was a lesbian. I felt like I was in fifth grade when Mrs. Peterson told the class that there was no such thing as Santa Claus, and of course everybody was laughing, except for me. I was dying on the inside because I literally believed that a fat, white-bearded old man squeezed down our non-functioning chimney, ate the cookies that I baked him, and left me a 10-speed bike that Christmas, okay? I was in fifth grade. Yeah, that's too old to find out, but 48 years old is too old to find out that Eleanor Roosevelt was a lesbian too. But I digress. So here's how I found out about Eleanor. I happened to be Googling women who came out late in life and stumbled upon this gem. Oh my God. In case you were in the dark like me, Eleanor had this steamy love affair with this journalist from the New York Times named Lorena Hickok, but they called her Hick for short. And by the way, this woman was the first woman to ever have a byline on the front page of the New York Times. Yes, I did my research. So there were hundreds of letters between these two ladies that were found in some secret vault, and oh my God, are they steamy! I found this website called autostraddle.com that has some of the more provocative excerpts from these letters, and I'm going to post the link on my website, lateinlifelesbian.org, and in this episode's description. But here are some of the best from that article on Autostraddle. You ready? Here's the first one. This is Eleanor Roosevelt writing to Hick, and she writes, "Hick, dearest, I cannot go to bed tonight without a word to you. I felt a little as though a part of me was leaving tonight. You've grown so much to be a part of my life that it is empty without you, even though I'm busy every minute." Well, holy hell. If that doesn't sound like the stuff I used to text to my wife when we were first started seeing each other 11 years ago, I don't know what does. Here's another one. "Hick, darling, all day I've thought of you and another birthday when I will be with you. And yet tonight you sounded so far away and formal. Oh, I want to put my arms around you. I ache to hold you close. Your ring is a great comfort. I look at it and think, she does love me, or I wouldn't be wearing it." Can you imagine what the texts would look like if these two had cell phones? I swear to God. And this is just dripping with lesbian drama, is it not? I think Eleanor sounds a little insecure. This is the best one. This is by far the best. One line. Eleanor writes to Hick, "I'm getting so hungry to see you." Well, Ella frickin' Nor, you old dog. Talk about a double entendre. Woo! Now you can go through the internet yourself and see what you find at your leisure, but oh my God, somebody needs to get me a little ice water. Of course, then I started looking up all things Eleanor Roosevelt, and if this doesn't convince you that she was definitely gay, I don't know what will. I went onto the website biography.com, and I found an article from 2014 with 11 fascinating facts about Eleanor Roosevelt on what would have been her 130th birthday. You ready, girls? Here's the big one. Fact number 3. She loved field hockey. What did Eleanor consider the happiest day of her life? The day that she made her private school's field hockey team. Okay, I'm done. This field hockey goalie over here doesn't need to look for any further proof. Nope. I played field hockey in high school, and I was the goalie. Why anyone was surprised at my revelation a few years ago is beyond me. Of course, all this old-timey lesbian stuff got me thinking, because, you know, that's what I do. I think too much. So I started remembering years back, and this is going to go into a story about family, I'm sorry, but I was remembering a few years back when I was visiting my Aunt Lou, and my cousin Dave and his wife, whose name is also Sam, had two kids that were the same age as my boys, so we always used to hang out together when the kids were little. And my Aunt Lou was always everybody's favorite aunt, and I always thought it was really weird that my cousin Dave's wife didn't get along with her. So one day, Sam told me that she couldn't tolerate my aunt because my aunt was a homophobe, which struck me as completely weird because my cousin Dave has a cousin on the other side of his family named Nancy, and she's a lesbian and lives with her partner and has since like the 1980s, and my aunt Lou always adored them, both of them. So Sam told me that my aunt would always make comments how much she loves Nancy so much, and she just knows that someday Nancy was going to find a nice guy to marry. Finally, Sam had had enough of it, and she said to my aunt, "She's not going to find a nice man. She's a lesbian. She's with Maria." Well, my aunt was completely flabbergasted by this news. She literally asked Sam what that meant. And when Sam explained that Nancy and Maria were a couple, Aunt Lou said that she had never heard of anything like that, like the term lesbian, because they didn't have lesbians when she was young. Okay, well, let me just say this. My Aunt Lou passed away this last year, and I hope to the gods that when she passed away, she bumped into Eleanor Roosevelt on that big old field hockey field in the sky, because Aunt Lou has got some learning to do. Seriously though, could my aunt have been that naive, or was it a case of let's ignore it and hope it goes away? But then again, thinking about my Aunt Lou, her statement came from the same lady who went on a cruise and bought my cousin Dave a t-shirt with a pot leaf on it and thought that it was a maple leaf. So I don't know. Is she that naive or whatever? Anyway, folks, that about wraps it up for today. You can visit the website at lateinlifelesbian.org, where you'll find an occasional blog. There's also a contact page if you want to reach out to me through the website, or you can email me at lateinlifelesbian@gmail.com. Thanks so much. This is Sammy Nisbet, and you've been listening to Late in Life Lesbian.